Delta County Independent had its start in 1883. So we have been around for a while, and it's had several different variations of names from Delta Independent to Delta County Independent. They've absorbed newspapers that came and went out of other communities and then Delta itself. So it's got a lot of history within the community. We, as a family, bought it in 1987, so this is our 30th anniversary year. We were invited into this community because it was corporate-owned at the time, and the local leaders felt like under that that ownership created an atmosphere where the focus was not on the local community as much as it was for the reporters to do something sensational to get it recognized and move up the ladder. So we were, my father was running the North Fork Times at the time, and the local leaders liked that operation that was strictly a local focus. And we kind of brought that philosophy of strictly local news into the community when we came in 87 to, because, you know, that's all we know is community, small town journalism. You cover what's going on with the school boards and the town hall and the elected officials, that aspect. But you also look at what's going on within the business community, and you celebrate the faces and places of your of what makes Delta County unique and a great place to live.
What kind of difference does it make being a family-owned paper instead of corporate-owned?
In this state, I know of a corporate ownership group that does a great job at being local, and I know of a family organization that is struggling with that whole concept. But I think when you have a family-owned operation, what you get is the decision-makers are closer to home. They're part of the community. Example here, my brother and my sister and my wife and my brother's wife, we're all part of the organization, but we're also engaged at a personal level within the community. So I think you get a different perspective of what is important within a community to cover. It isn't just about numbers. It becomes about the people, and that's always been our focus.
And as a matter of disclosure, I did work for the DCI a little over a year. What do you think is the value of having local writers? I know you have several throughout the county. Why do you think it's important to have writers throughout the county and the different communities?
Tammy Meck is covering the North Fork for us, and Tammy lives there. She's engaged with the different activities and the people, and I think that it makes it much easier for that person to do the job of covering the news, but they also hear from people just in their normal day-to-day routine about the stories that are developing or about issues that are surfacing or just right below the surface, and it kind of gives us an opportunity to give it that, to recognize news stories as they're developing instead of after the fact and reacting to them.
And in kind of a larger picture, there's a lot of talk these days about fake news. I wonder, how would you define that term, and how does the DCI go about producing news that's not fake?
Well, I'll go back to the first day that I walked into here in 1987, because we came into an environment where reporters were looking for something sensational. Their job was not to report, to observe and report what was going on, but rather to create a sensational headline so that they got their name recognized in an effort to get to a bigger paper, to get into a bigger audience. I came in and said that, you know, we've got to stop that. We have to listen and be in our community and focused on what the community thinks is important. And in doing so, I think that the danger that we have as a local operation is that we rely on other people to supply stuff to us. In doing that, we have to recognize that we're going to get news that is skewed to one side or the other of an issue, that we're going to get a narrower perspective. So to minimize that fake news, so to speak, you have to be ready and able to connect with all sides of an issue. I think we've been involved in an issue that that happened up in the North Fork just recently with the town hall meeting, in which the organizers asked us to be there, and Tammy had already had a long week, and she was planning on going to cover the local sports team at the playoffs. And we made an executive decision that this town hall meeting was probably not going to be attended. And, you know, hindsight's 20/20, and you would say we should have been there. But we couldn't be in two places at one time. And we chose to go with the local perspective. And then someone that was at the town meeting wrote up a story about it. And we received complaints that it was a skewed perspective of what happened at the meeting. Some people even refer to that as fake news. It's not fake news, but I do think that it's not the kind of report that a reporter would have given us, because there would have been a little more balance. But on the other hand, that's part of what makes us a local newspaper. We do rely on people to submit stuff to us and to write up stories and to send pictures and to give us news tips that we often just go with as they are, because there's a little more reliability when it's closer to home.
From the writer's perspective, too, the writers that you have on staff, how do they earn the trust of the readers?
We earn that trust by being consistent. Like I tell new journalism people, when you write a story, if you can stand in the grocery store line or in the checkout line at the fast food restaurant, and the person that you wrote about is in front of you, and you feel okay in saying hello, you probably did an okay job in covering them. But if you walk up there and you want to turn right around and avoid those people, you probably could have done a better job of covering the story that was involving that person. You know, it's my grocery store test.